This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 463 for Wednesday, July 5th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Wednesday morning, retesting the session highs hit yesterday when markets in the U.S. were closed for Independence Day. Canola up $19 to $21 in early activity, November up $21 at $760.40 per ton. The Chicago soy complex was stronger this morning, that's providing spillover support for canola. European rapeseed futures were also mostly higher, although Malaysian palm oil held closer to unchanged. The need to keep a weather premium in the market, as long-range forecasts remain hot and dry, contributed to today's gains in canola. The Canadian dollar is also slightly softer in early activity. In the U.S., soybeans and wheat are both higher, while corn is posting small losses. Soybeans continued to find support from Friday's surprisingly bullish USDA acreage and stocks reports, with the November contract up 12 cents at $13.66 per bushel. Last week, the USDA pegged seeded U.S. soybean area at only 83.5 million acres. That was well short of pre-report expectations. Quarterly stocks numbers for soybeans were also on the tight side. Declining condition ratings were also supportive, with U.S. soybeans dropping 1 point in the good to excellent category, now at 50%. U.S. crush data was also supportive, with 189.3 million bushels processed in the U.S. in May. That marked a new record for the month. Corn, meanwhile, is posting losses. The September contract down 6 cents at 481 per bushel. Seeded U.S. corn area beat expectations last week at 94.1 million acres. Improving U.S. corn condition ratings were also bearish, with a good to excellent rating improving 1 point on the week, now at 51%. U.S. wheat futures, they are higher across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat up 30 cents in the September contract at 8.40 per bushel. Kansas City 33 cents higher in September at 8.29 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat lagging to the upside up 15 cents in September at 6.57 per bushel. Untimely rains continued to slow harvest progress for U.S. winter wheat in the southern plains, with 37% of the crop off the ground by this past Sunday. That compares with the 46% average for this time of year. Meanwhile, spring wheat quality ratings dipped in the latest weekly report, down 2 points at 48% good to excellent. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, July 5th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.